is Bolu.
And I'm Samantha.
And together we're
soul sisters. Oh my god, I almost forgot again. You always know cuts my neck.
Welcome to Soul Sisters Drive, where we talk about anything
and everything.
Today we are going to be talking about a topic that we know too well because we've been in it. We are going to be talking about the struggles of entrepreneurship. Oh my god.
So it's actually a very interesting topic, and it is interesting, and then it seems common. Right.
Yeah, it seems common.
Well, but I feel like it's not being talked about
exactly
enough.
What I wanted to say. People don't talk about it a lot. So, yeah. So we, you know, we've been entrepreneurs for the past, like, can you put, like,
five? For me, 9 years.
Does that street job catch as entrepreneurship?
No, it's no. It was a job that was given job. To you.
So let's say for the past 5 years.
Yeah. So for me, it's been 9 years of being an entrepreneur, and I can. And the one thing that, you know, is coming to the top of my head about entrepreneurship is loneliness. You know, even when you have people that support you, people that love you, the thing is they cannot get what you are doing all the time. Even though they want to support you, even though they want to see you win, they can't get you. They can't get you all the time. They can't understand you all the time. They can't understand why you are making some particular kind of decision, because you are the visionaire. Like, you are the owner of the vision. You are the owner of the dream. You know what you want. You know what you want for your future. You know what you want for yourself. But unfortunately, sometimes people don't get it right until maybe you become successful. Then they'll be like, oh, okay, this is what you were trying to do. But in that time, it's very important for you as an entrepreneur to recognize that process stage, the stage where you are in the middle. You are like in between the starting point and the success point. So like, you are like in between the lonely dark place where you have to be the one understanding what you are doing, even though you have the Holy Spirit teaching you. But as a human that you are living in the flesh, you sometimes just want to, you know, want other people to understand what you are doing.
That's very profound, because a lot of people don't talk about how lonely you get, especially when it is not producing the results that people think it should. And our society, the culture is go to school, get good grades, get a job, get married, have kids, repeat the cycle. And then when you decide that you don't want to go through that route, and then you go out on your own, and people will ask you, how's that little business doing?
What little business?
What little So like, it's like everything just speaking in your ears, especially if like you fail at something, like you, because it's not a smooth journey. Nothing in life is smooth. Even those that have jobs know how the ups and downs are. And my take is, if you want to do like a 9-to-5, do that. Entrepreneurs stop making like people doing 9-to-5 feel somehow.
Yeah.
If you want to become an entrepreneur, decide that it's an entrepreneur that owns the 9-to-5 that employs a lot of people.
Yeah.
So like, there are struggles to these things. But when successful people that are successful now, when they started, they also had their struggles. So but one thing I would say for me also is the loneliness is a main thing. And another thing would be like trust in yourself.
True. Like,
just believing that you can do, like having faith in yourself and in God, like just trusting yourself, trusting the process, trusting that you'll get through it, and just believing yourself and going for it.
That's very, very true. So like, what is the main struggle that you have struggled with entrepreneurship, like something that you have struggled with and conquered, and something that you're currently struggling with?
Because the first main thing venturing into entrepreneurship is, you know, I started doing makeup. Makeup, like making up for people. It's just like, but
what do you mean not the real? This is hot.
I said not really. Yeah.
Okay.
You look cute.
Whatever. Just keep talking.
So I used to do makeup for people actively, and then I noticed then that first of all, it was expensive to be a makeup artist. Like, I went to school for makeup. I got my certificate of being a makeup artist. So now I'll get the clients. So I had to buy my equipment, I had to buy my box, I had to buy them one by one. You know,
I remember that time. It was a really difficult time for you.
Yeah, and I had to be buying it one by one. So now to get the clients, you have clients that will be paying you very small money. When you bought a brush of 25,000 naira, you buy a product or a foundation.
I remember you bought your bag for, was it 30k or 40k, your box?
I'm telling you, so then people will be pricing you like 3k, 5k, 10k. And you are like, oh my god, when do I get to the stage where like you get like 500,000 naira per client? But like those people that are there, they had to build. So for me, one struggle was just like it didn't come, the money didn't come immediately, right? I've switched careers a little bit right now. That's now starting a business where not a business, but it's a business, but. Like we are teaching people new skills, right? Different skills. So that one, because I have the knowledge of, you know, being on my own, I understand like a lot of things. This one, like, I already have the knowledge and I'm going for it. So like it's just starting off, using that makeup as an example, then starting off. And then when I like with Bollocks Beauty Store, where we sell like beauty products, that was not really challenging, but delivery people wanted to cut people's head off. And then shipping the products to Nigeria. Shipping in Nigeria, man, like, it could be so depressing, like, just getting that business.
Shipping the product, I didn't get
like
that.
Like, shipping the products from UK or US or, like, from the manufacturers down here. And then the shipping cost and the products itself, dollar exchange rates, all of that. And then getting that, then getting into your customers and all that process is very tedious and it could make you want to give up. But because you have a passion for it, keeps you going.
That's true. That's very, very true. Okay, for me as an entrepreneur, I think I mentioned in one of our videos when I first started, I didn't understand the business part of making cakes at all. I didn't get the business part. I didn't I had no knowledge of what business meant, because I remember when I graduated from cake school, then they told us like, okay, that you shouldn't spend your profit and you should put your profit aside. But it was quite difficult because, well, how do you want to calculate baking soda, vinegar, cocoa powder? How do you want to calculate all of that, margarine, all of those ingredients being used? And it was a really, really difficult time. It's so, unlike now where you have different things that automate what you are doing and what you want to do. So in the beginning, that was what I struggled with.
So pricing. Pricing,
yes, and also pricing basically. It's not really pricing, because pricing, you are charging people, like, okay. It is more like distributing the money to the right places,
okay, yeah,
knowing
yeah,
where
yeah.
the money should go.
I remember when you used to have all those envelopes. You had those envelopes and like you'd be like, okay, you divide money, you try to put it in different places, but that didn't really
So now, like, for me, what would I say I'm struggling with as an entrepreneur? I think it is more of delivery is really something in this country,
and that's why you deal more with online products.
So delivery is really something.
Do you think physical products and online products, which one do you think is like?
Physical products can be online products, digital products.
Digital products.
Yeah. So like, what's your question?
Like, which one do you prefer?
I prefer digital products.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when I released my cookbook, my first cookbook, I have 3, by the way. When I released my first,
and that was the one that you gave me the recipe to the breakfast that we did, and cosmosuntos. What am I saying?
Stop.
What if I'm syrup? Delicious.
That's what you should have said. What is cosmosuntos? Anyway. So I remember a lot of people were saying like they could not buy it for that amount because it wasn't a physical book. And I did not care, honestly, because I was not about to go through all of the others, you know, at that time. It's not like I did not care. It's not like I didn't care. It's just like I already made my decision to do a digital cookbook. And another thing that guided me to that decision mostly is like for my book to be able to travel the world look at the book we had shipped from America recently. Look at all the amounts, all the shipping fees.
The shipping fee was more than the book itself.
The amount of money was crazy.
But look at the feeling we got when we held to the book.
Nobody will want to pay for the feeling for some things.
We did.
Nobody.
We did.
You don't understand. You know,
she has
it's not
an
everybody.
Audiobook.
I mean,
it's not everybody.
That's what I want to say. It's not everybody.
Yeah.
That will, that
really I think
and
like,
I am
the
not
options Marshawn. Should be there.
I'm not Marshawn.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Samantha. Right.
Yeah.
I'm not yet like Marshawn.
Yeah.
I'm just starting out.
Yeah.
Even though I've been at this for 9 years, but I'm still just starting out.
Yeah.
And like, they don't have that. It's what is in the book they need
exactly
from me
yeah
at that
yeah,
time. So I recognize
and it's different.
That fact. Mm. Okay, so maybe when I'm like almost like Marshawn, I can now put it out there. Okay, you can now buy the physical book, but now it's just strictly the digital book, and it can travel the world without traveling the world.
That's
without
a
literally
great
having to travel the world, because people from Sweden, people from Netherlands, people from America, Scotland, they have the book. Turkey, Italy, they have the book, and we didn't have to do shipping fee. We didn't have to do all of that. Like people from different, even from different parts of Africa, they didn't have to, and they just bought the book and they downloaded it, and that is it. So yes, to answer your question, I prefer digital products.
Yeah. I do. I also do.
Yes, and see, the world is going digital. Look at Metaverse. Someone bought a house near Snoop Dogg house in Metaverse. Oh, Metaverse for $450,000.
Yeah, just a quick like don't worry, go on. I wanted to go all crypto.
Okay, so like if the world is going digital, everybody's looking for something that is easy. Everybody's looking for something that is easy to access. If people can have a port that they don't need to go and physically carry, that can they can just press
the
button.
Why the one that told me like the gloves now you can feel it. The gloves on Metaverse, you can wear the gloves and then feel it. Okay.
So like the pots now, like you know, you want to cook with a pot. If you are able to press a button and the pot appears, pium, on you, and then you cook your food. It's a real pot, but you didn't go and
you've not watched Yoruba film. You say the pot appeared.
But I'm talking about the digital space. I'm not talking about that one. You know, I'm talking about the physical space.
You will now cook
the
inside
digital
the pot.
Space.
But yeah, but I'm just joking.
Yeah, so like there are things like that that is going to be happening. I mean, look at Amazon, their physical store is robot, everything is automated. The people that are, you know, shipping is automated. It's machine that is doing everything. Before we know it, the world is going to go digital. If people can buy houses and clothing in Metaverse with real money, Metaverse is a virtual universe. It's like a universe. It's like a whole new world in there, and people are buying houses, people are buying clothing, people are buying shoes, people are buying art in it. And like, so if they are doing that, imagine what is gonna happen in a few years time. Even Apple, they already like created eyeglass where like the things you see on your phone, the moment you wear your glass, you're gonna see it in the glass.
Yeah.
So like everybody is
that's
evolving.
Why Apple stock, Facebook, all of those things, they call them FANG. They're not.
She's a teacher, a cryptocurrency teacher, forex teacher.
No, but we are just gisting. I'm just saying like just culture. Free tip. Facebook, Apple, Amazon,
free
Netflix,
tip. She's giving you guys
Google.
A free tip.
Best.
See them again. Say them again now.
Fang, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google. They are here to stay. Fang.
Fang.
Fang. Afang soup. Fang.
Fang. Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google.
Apple. Yeah.
Fang.
Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google.
Fang, guys. Get the fang.
Okay. Get the
so
fang.
Like stocks. I think like we have, but like entrepreneurship, like you need to, for me to get ahead in entrepreneurship, you need to innovate. You need to innovate. You need to evolve.
You need to evolve.
You need to move with.
I think it was your life
with the world.
When you did an Instagram live teaching people, like you were teaching them, like there was a time you did that you were teaching them how to do what is happening now, how to not use yesterday's
outdated,
outdated stuff. So
yeah. So you need to evolve as an entrepreneur. Look at what is working. The world is changing every day with new inventions every day, and new approved inventions every day. So like, where are you going to be? What are you going to be doing? Still using outdated stuff? Now, don't get me wrong. There are some traditional strategies that still work in entrepreneurship, right? So, but it's left to you as the visionaire to recognize those
things. And I also do think that one of the things entrepreneurs struggle with is to move from that outdated to the new upgrade. So like that transition,
that transition is really difficult.
But it's something that has to happen. Change is the only constant thing. So you have to like move like the market.
So I think that's all we have for today on entrepreneurship. What is your closing remark?
I do not have one.
I don't believe you.
Okay. I would just say, like, learn to be adaptable. Like, I've learned that, like, things will not always go as planned, but you should learn to, like, morph into the new thing. And grow through that.
All right, guys, you have heard it from the awesome stuff. Be adaptable, things might not go as planned, and all of that. So until next time, I am your host, Samantha.
And I'm Bolu.
And together we are
Soul Sisters. Bye.